Tuesday night, Alaska's only nonprofit hotel for homeless families and disabled individuals took a big step toward doubling its services. Without debate, the Anchorage Assembly approved a community development block grant of $450,000 to Safe Harbor, a facility which over the past 7 years has housed some 2,300 guests seeking to turn their lives around. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Nestled in the consent agenda, Memorandum 468-2008 received Assembly blessing without so much as a ripple of discussion. But it was a huge event for Lynn Ballou, who afterwards left the Assembly chambers. She immediately called her Safe Harbor Inn colleagues. They passed it, she said, without further explanation. We got it. Ballou is project director for Safe Harbor Inn. The IT was approval of a $450,000 pass-through community development block grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The money goes toward the purchase of a Ramada Inn. The hotel is located in northeast Anchorage. Ballou said the Ramada represents considerable relief, but not a solution, for Safe Harbor room seekers.
We have 55 rooms in our current location at Merrill Field, and our waiting list is always around 200 families, so it was time to expand.
Safe Harbor Inn opened just off Sitka Street in late 2001 with 29 rooms. 3 years later, it finished an addition that raised the room total to the current 55 units. Approximately 30% of its rooms are designated for Alaska Mental Trust Authority beneficiaries. When the Safe Harbor Muldoon Inn, now the Ramada, opens, 20 of those 50 rooms will be set aside for mental trust recipients. The average stay for Safe Harbor guests, Ballou consistently emphasized guests, is around 3 months. 80% are families working their way out of homelessness. Over the past 7 years, Safe Harbor has greeted over 2,300 guests.
Last year, we sent 320 people to permanent housing. More than 70% of our guests at Safe Harbor do make it to permanent housing, something we're very proud of.
Safe Harbor receives no money from the municipality of Anchorage. Ballou says its approximately $1,000 a day operating costs are self-sustained, covered by the $380 a month room rate, private donations, and a small Alaska Housing Finance Corporation grant. Given the need for its services, Safe Harbor wanted to purchase another hotel for about 3 years. Ballou says the wait was worth it.
The Ramada was built just 10 years ago. It's in very good shape. It's in an excellent location, right south of the Glen Highway exit on Muldoon Road. It's near lots of shops and near the Muldoon Mall, which has lots of job services and Head Start and good services for everybody.
To say nothing of job opportunities as the stores and businesses of Anchorage's newest, largest mall begin to open later this year. The huge mall is located just on the other side of the Glen Highway. Now, the purchase price does impact a long-standing Muldoon landmark, namely the How How Restaurant, which pre-existed the hotel that's attached to it.
The sale includes the restaurant, but we're going to have to close the restaurant. We will use its dining area for socializing and a community area.
And the How How Bar?
The bar is going to become a children's playroom, and the outside part of the bar will be a playground.
The How How's liquor license will expire upon the property purchase. With the exception of the restaurant and bar, Ballou says very little remodeling is needed. The tentative purchase date is scheduled for October 15th. However, that depends upon another crucial goal being met, namely the purchase price.
Our total capital costs for buying the Ramada are going to be about $3.6 million. The Rasmussen Foundation has awarded us $1 million grant outright and an additional $500,000 challenge grant.
Safe Harbor has also received $500,000 from the state toward the purchase and is requesting a similar amount from the Mental Health Trust Authority. It's looking for about $250,000 from private sources. The grand reopening is set for this November. This is Len Anderson.